Okay, one more last poem. Just one more. About time. There's a poem called Crowds from the last section of my book. Again, simple title. Crowds mean a lot of things to me. I have a certain fear. When I was really little, like when I was about 5 and 6, my father used to take me to Yankee Stadium all the time. And I guess it was some sort of shock at seeing 70,000 people at that age. Or I think more of what it was is you always had that feeling in Yankee Stadium that you were going to fall off. It's so strangely tilted. And the seats are, the aisles and the seats are so precarious, you know. And if you're 6 years old, and well, that's where it all started, I guess. But I don't talk about Yankee Stadium in this. I don't talk about something else closer to my heart. It was the circus. When you were a city boy, you never got to see any animals except at the circus or, well, the zoo once in a while. Crowds. Terrace bars rise now, though not so high as the steeple above the marchers on the avenue. Victory Day. Hitler lying in a pool of blood, a small pool, the worst yet to come. The pits and maggots on the bodies packed by bulldozers, gas exuding from uncovered graves, dissipating in the air, that now, with the finding of a woman who cut nipples off Jewesses at Buchenwald, we hear from the street, she was a good neighbor. Who remembers Buchenwald? Such death's legend, the ovens myth-like, bombs blazing above Hanoi, no more real in the traffic jam. Marchers who remember, who can see death as the pain in their cells, lying in the streets, clubbed, gashes in their heads, billy clubs waving in the air, eyes closing in the color of television to this sight, sounds of politicos afraid of the crowds, the pressure of bodies moving against silk suits. Behind him, the living room fills with suits. Through the grated doors, he sees drinks ease the tongues of the celebrants hearing the news from Germany. He is scared of things so large, yet ogles when the parents are gone and the German boyfriend slides his hand up the thighs of the maid before the menorah. Everything is larger than himself. In crowds at the circus, he wants to sit on the elephants, to see eye to eye with monsters, shouting, extending hands, fists clenched behind their backs, as he is lost. Later, his sister was lost, the trees and thickets around him, his sister crying, Central Park circling him, huge buildings to peer through their glass. He calls out for God, the God claimed when the self is too small and won't do. In his fear, thoughts push each other aside. Hearing the shots or backfires, he wishes to be a crowd. That's about all I can handle. Okay.